Today's daf is daf lamed, so let's take it a few lines down in the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Ha'omer l'chaveiro halacha tlezeh. The Mishnah had been talking about Esen Zona and Mechir Kelev, paying for his nus and swapping with a Kelev, the dog. So the din is that the Mishnah said, if a person says, here's a tleh, and you should give your Eved Kanani to the Shivchaseich, or rather Shivchaseich, your Shivcha should be for my Eved. So the din is, Rebbe said that's not called an Esen, and Chachamim said it is an Esen. So what's this conversation? What's this machlokas? So the Gemara explains that V'ha Shivcha le'Eved Mishrei Sharia. Shivcha Kanani is completely permitted to be with an Eved Kanani. What's this nus taking place? Or what's the Esen Zona that Chachamim think it's Aser and becomes an Esen? So I'm Rav Huna et Tzlo Kamar. The owner is actually asking for the Shivcha Kananis for himself. The Hadikatani Eved Lishnam Al Yakamar. It's sort of embarrassed to say it was for himself. So he said it's for his Eved Kanani, but Be'etim is really for himself, and therefore it's a din of Znus, a divin Esnan. Ihachi, if that's the case, if it's the Shivcha Kananis for the individual himself, so my time of the Rebbe. So how then could Rebbe say it's permitted? This is certainly going to be an Esnan according to all opinions. And so the Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak liyolam avdi v'chi katani be'evid ivri. Really, he's not referring to having the shivcha for himself. He's referring to the shivcha for his evid. But it's not his evid kanani, rather it's his evid ivri. And it's also for an evid ivri, since an evid ivri is a full-fledged Jew, as opposed to an evid kanani, who's only a mixed-ass Jew, or whatever the status of evid kanani is. But an evid ivri is a full-fledged Jew, and therefore it's also for him to be with an shivcha kananis. So the Adon saying, give me the shivcha for the Eved Ivri. And that's why it's also, that's why it's an Esen according to the Chachamim. So Ihachi, then the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanim. If it's the Rabbanim, shivcha l'Eved Ivri mishashari. Eved Ivri is allowed to be with the shivcha kananis. Even though an Eved Ivri is a Jew, the Torah tells us an Eved Ivri can actually be with the shivcha kananis. So how come Chachamim in fact say it is an Esen? And the Gemara answers, hacha b'ma'a eskina. The case here is, going to the last lay, Isha Ubanim. The situation where the Eved Ivri is not married, and the Eved Ivri has no children, and that situation, the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, and here quotes a Brisa, in that case, an Eved Ivri, in fact, is Usr to be with a Shivcha Kananis, Disanya. Ein lo Isha Ubanim, if the Eved Ivri does not have a wife, if the Eved Ivri does not have children, Ein Rabo Moser lo Shivcha Kananis. The Rab cannot give over a Shivcha Kananis to the Eved Ivri. However, Yeshlo Isha Banim, he does have a wife and children, Rabba Moserlo Shivcha Kananis. So this is a situation where the Eved Ivri has no wife, has no children, and therefore it's Usr to be the Shivcha Kananis. And if one were to hand over Shivcha Kananis, so that's the machlokas according to between Rebbe and Chacham. Rebbe thinks it is creating an Esen, and rather Chacham thinks it is creating an Esen, Rebbe holds it's not creating an Esen. The new mission in the Gemara now tells us the Ezu Mechir Kelev. What's considered a Mechir Kelev? A Mechir Kelev, again, is when you swap, you do something like a chalipin with a dog, so that tleh you switch with the dog, so the tleh now is prohibited from being used as a carbon. So the Mishnah says, Ezu Mechir Kelev, Ha'omer L'Chaver, a guy says to his friend, Halacha Tleh Zetachas Kelev. Here's a tleh in place of the dog. V'chein Shnei Shutzvin Shechalku, or let's say you have two partners who are dividing the property up, and Echa Notel Asar, one guy takes 10 sheep, V'echa Tisha, one guy takes 9 sheep, V'kel, and then takes a dog as the 10th animal. So the din is, Shekeneged HaKelev Asar, that which is connected, so the 10th tleh, which is corresponding to the 10th animal, which is the dog is connected to the 10th tleh for the other guy, that one tleh, the 10th tleh is Asr. The She'ima Kelev, those tleim that are with the Kelev, meaning the 9 animals that the guy has with the Kelev, those are all going to be Mutter. Esnan Kelev, what about an Esnan Kelev? Let's say a guy gave a tleh to be boil a Kelev. Okay, so it's Esen, it's not Esen, it's known Esen Zona, but it's Esen to be Bala Kelev. Or Mechir Zona. Instead of Mechir Kelev, you did a Mechir Zona where you gave a Tleh to buy a Zona. So we're switching around Esen with Mechir. So what's the din? Hare Elu Mutar, and both of these are Mutar, because the Pasuk is very clear. Shenemar Shnaim. It says the word Shnaim. Ki so'avas Hashem lokecha gam shnehem. So we only have Shnaim lo arba. Only where the Pasuk tells Esen Zona and Mechir Kelev, not Esen Kelev and Mechir Zona. So 2, but not 4. Vlad Osei. And what's the status of the Vlad of an Esen Zona and a Mechir Kelev? Both of them are mutarin, hein, velo vladosayim. Only they themselves are prohibited, but the offspring of a Mechir Kelev and an Esen Zona are in fact going to be permissible to be used as a carbon. So Gemara explains, quote the Brisa, Tani Rabbanan, it says in the pasuk, Micha Kelev, Zeo Chalipe Kelev, that's referring to swapping an animal with a dog. V'chein hu omer, as it says in the pasuk in Tilim, Simchor Amcha Belo Hon, Velo Rabisa B'michireyem. So when you sell your nation without for nothing, you shouldn't increase the value, increase the sale price. So you see here, the Lashon of Mechir is a Lashon of swapping, replacing something else. Amos Esen Zona of Esen Kelev. So it's a bit of a girsa thing going on here. Unclear how to rear the girsa. It's exactly. I'm going to take it how the Masifta presents the girsa. But it says Ema Esen Zona ve Esen Kelev. Maybe both an Esen Zona, giving something for Znus, and also giving an Esen to be Bol a Kelev. Both of them should be prohibited. So the Gemara answers. I'm going to skip the parentheses. Mi Karminan Anan Esen Umechir. Essen v'lo mechir karminan, so it's essen and not a mechir. Imke neimakra lo savi essen zona v'kelev. If it really meant to say the essen is aser both biznus and v'kelev, it should have said lo savi essen zona v'kelev. But it doesn't say that. Midechsev essen zona u mechir kelev shmamina, that they're mutually exclusive. That the essen's only in the zona and the mechir is only on the kelev. Again, it's a little tricky how to read the girsas, but that's I think the smoothest reading from the Gemara. And then the Gemara says in the very bottom here of the Amud, Hashutvin Shechalku Echa Natal V'chulei, you have two partners who are dividing up their property, and one guy takes 10 sheep, one guy takes 9 sheep, and a dog, so that last dog is connected to the 10th animal, the other guys, and that 10th animal is going to be Aser because Mechir Kelev. So Gemara says why, so the implication of the mission is actually that all of them are going to be Aser, all the animals will be Aser. So even though I said, you know, the 10th animal, the 10th dog, so you have 10 animals, 10 sheep, 9 animals, a sheep and a dog. So really the din of the mission is all these 10 animals are all Aser, because potentially each sheep could be connected to that dog. We don't know which is which. So since we don't know, they're all Aser. And the 9 animals with this guy, those 9 sheep are all permitted because they're not connected to the dog. It's only the other guy. So the guy who takes the one dog, his sheep are actually fine. The guy who takes 10 sheep, all his sheep are problematic because we don't know which one's connected to the dog. So the Gemara says, why are they all Aser? Why don't we simply nepuk chader lahadei kalba, take out one sheep and let that one be connected to the dog, and the other 9 sheep should be permitted. V'hanech kula l'shtiri, all the other 9 should be permitted. So Gemara says, v'hacha b'maya skin, what's the case here? Kigon d'tfei d'mei kelev michad minayu. It's where the dog is more valuable than the sheep. And then what happens there? Vai tipuno the kelv shade bekulo. So you have now, you know, one sheep connected with the dog, but still the dog is worth, I don't know, $100, and the sheep's worth $90. So the dog is still, you only cover $90 of the $100 dog. So now the other $10 gets evenly dispersed for the other 9 sheep, and therefore all 10 sheep will be usher. But if you have a case where the dog equals the value of a sheep, then you can knock off one, and the remaining 9 will in fact be permitted. So then the Gemara says, last two lines of the Amud here. Essen kelev mechir zona mutter. So you switch them around. Essen to be bala kelev or mechir to be swapping with a zona. Those cases are permitted. The Mishnah said because it's shneim shnayim velo arba. So the Gemara says the very last few words on the Amud before turning the page here. Amr le Rava miparzakia the Rav Ashi. Minaha milsa the Amr Rabban. How do the Rabban know the following din? It's discussed in greater detail in the Gemara's in Yevamos. But ain znus the behemos. There is no such thing as znus for the behema. A person were to give a teleh to be bol a behema, to be bol a kelev, there is no znus. It doesn't exist. It doesn't create an esnon. So how does he know this? What's the basis? Amr le lo nishma kra lichtav esen zona v'kelev. Because the pasuk doesn't say esen zona v'kelev. It says esen zona u'mechir kelev. So the esen isn't going on the kelev. It's only going on the zona. So it's a very clear pasuk, a clear drasha, how we know esen does not apply to be bo'el a kelev. So then Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa says as well, minayin le'esen kelev u'mechir zona. Switching them around, the esen on the kelev and the mechir on the zona. How do we know those two cases are mutarin? Asks the Braisa. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk. It says I'm reading the pasuk before the Braisa doesn't quote the whole pasuk, but it says lo savi esen zona umichir kelev kisav as Hashem alkecha gam shnehem. The drash is shnayim v'larba. Only 2 cases, but not 4. V'ladosayin mutarin, like we saw in the Mishnah, and the offspring of an esen zona umichir kelev are also permitted. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk gam shnehem heim. The love of the same. Only they themselves are aser, but not any of their offspring. So Gemara now discusses more cases of the znus and arayos regarding behemoth. So Amar Rava says Vlad hanirbas asura he uvlada nirbu. So let's say you have a behema mu'uberes, a pregnant animal that was nirbas from an adam ayde adam. So that animal, the mother itself, is asur for the mizbeach because of nirva, and also the vlad that's inside that hasn't yet been born, that's also asur because when the adam was baal, the behema mu'uberes, it was baal both he and vlada was also bichlal the nirvu. Let's say you have a case no gachas. Let's say a behema mu'uberes gored a person and killed a person. So we know that the animal is a apostle for the mizbeach. So what's the status of the vlad? It's a behema mu'uberes. So the Gemara says that no gas asura he vavlada nagru. We view both the mother and the vlad as being no gachas the animal, and they're both asur. They're both apostle for the mizbeach. Let's say vlad muksa v'nevan mutter. But let's say you have an animal that you set aside for avodah zarah, a behema mu'uberes. Or you even worshipped, you bow down your ove to behema mu'uberes. In this case, the vlad is not bechlal muksa. The vlad is not bechlal the nevad. My time, what's the reason, asks the Gemara. Le'ema akte le'ema palchile. You were only maksa the mother. You only served the mother, but you didn't serve the vlad. You didn't designate the vlad. Ikadami, others say no. Others say we're more machmir. Vlad muksa of nevad aser. No, the vlad is going to be aser of both the case of the muksa and the case of nevad. No different than the case of nirbas, and no different than the case of nogachas. My taima dinichale benifchei. Because when you're serving the animal, when you're designating it for avodah zara, you want it to be a very fat animal. So it's very fat when it has a vlad inside, when it's a behema mu'uberes, and that actually enhances the form of avodah zara. So it is bechlal the nevad. It is bechlal the muksa. So Amar Rav Achtavuy Bar Imi Amar Rav HaMekadesh Beferesh Shor Hanizkal. A person wants to be Mekadesh a woman, not a very romantic way to be Mekadesh a woman, but he wants to use the excrement or the dirt, the disgust of the animal from a Shor Hanizkal. We know a Shor Hanizkal, an animal that killed a person, you have to stone him, and it's Asir Bana. So even though you can't, it's Asir Bana, you can't get enough from it, the guy wants to use the Peresh to be Mekadesh and Isha, it's Mekudeshes, because the Peresh is Motir Bana. Everything else of the Shor Hanizkal is Asir, but the Peresh is considered, wasn't involved in whatever Avera the Shor did. It didn't kill the person. So that Peresh is Motir, and you may marry a woman with a Peresh. The Peresh Egle Avodah Zarah, let's say the excrement of a Avodah Zarah, an animal that was set aside for Avodah Zarah, Eina Mekudesh is there, you cannot use the Peresh to marry a woman, my taima. Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Masvar. Either I'll show you a pasuk, or I will prove it through logic. Iba Yisei Makra, what's the svar? Rather, the svar is Nichale Gabi Avodah Zarah Benifche, because you want the animal to be fatter. So the fact that there's waste in the animal, that's something you like, and therefore that is Bechlal the Avodah Zarah, and it's Asur Bana, you can't be Mekadesh and Isha with it. And Gabi Shor Nizkal, Lo Nichale Benifche. But Shor Nizkal, you don't care how fat and chubby the animal is, and therefore the parish has no, the Isra no of Shor Nizkal is not chal on the parish itself. Iba Yisei Makra, alternatively I bring a pasuk to prove the difference between Avodah Zarah and that of a Shor Nizkal. Gabi Avodah Zkal Chavim, it says, Ksivin in the pasuk, V'lo Savi So'eva El Beisecha, V'aisa Cheirim Kamahu, Kol She'ata Mehaya Mimenu Hareyu Kamahu. So anything that is part of it, anything that's part of the very existence of the animal, that's v'hayisi cherem kamo, it's aser. So since the parish is part of the animal, so therefore it's bechlal the iser of lo savi so'eva, it's considered avodah zarah. However, gabi shura niskal ksiv lo yechal es bisaro, bisaro aser, pir shomoter. The pasuk clearly emphasizes the basa, the flesh, only the flesh is aser, but the parish, the waste, which is not part of the flesh, is not going to be bechlal the iser in the pasuk. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us here in Lamed Amud Beis as follows. It says, Nasan la maos. Let's say you give maos to a zona. Hare elu mutar, and you're allowed to actually use the money to use as a carbon. The issue is only when you give a tle, or an animal. But if you give money, that money that she has now may be used to purchase an animal for a carbon. Yenos shmanim slasos, v'chal davar shekiyotibao, karva gamim izbeach, asr. You give anything else, lav davka tle, lav davka an animal, anything else that is a type of object that's brought in the Mizbeach is Asr. You give wine, you give oil, you give flour, all of those are items that would, in theory, go on the Mizbeach. They themselves are disqualified from being used on the Mizbeach. It's only money that you could use to purchase something else to be placed on the Mizbeach. Nasin l'mukdashin, let's say you give her a mukdash. You give her an animal that's already been designated for the base of Mikdash. You have a carbon ola, a nether. You gave her the nether, for this nos. Hare elu mutar, and that actually is permitted. A esten zona is not chal on that which is already muktash. It's only chal on that which is chulin, and you can't make it kadosh. But that which is already muktash, if it's given for znus, there is no esen znus, esen zona, it's not chal on the animal that's muktash. Ofos, let's say you have an of that's a chulin animal, a regular bird. Hare elu asur, if that's used for an esen, that's also prohibited from being used on the mizbeach. Shayabadin, it's what's the.
Well, I guess why by Ophos is different than Yeno, Shemanim, and Saltos. If anything's Carmel and Mizbeach. So you bring a.
Good question. Not sure. So they say, good question. I don't know. So, right, Elu Asur, and these are going to be Asur. So the Gemara says that what's Asur Shayabadin? It's logical to say that it should be permitted. Here the Gemara explains how. You would have thought it should be permitted, these things. Why? Ma'im ha-mukdashin shamum posabam ein esen umechir chalaleim. You've got an animal that's mukdash. And we know if there's a mum on the mukdash, it's disqualified. But an esnon does not disqualify mukdashim. Oaf, even though it's oaf, that's chulin, an oaf, she'ena mum posabo. We know that the mumim don't disqualify a bird. So then certainly, eino din shloye esen mechir chalalav. So then certainly these psulim shouldn't be chalalav either. So that's havamina, why an oaf should be different than a shemen and slossos and yenos. And therefore, Tam Alom, the pasuk has to say, L'chol neder, it says, Lo savi esen zona mechir kelev v'gomer, L'chol neder, L'havi es oaf, to include even an oaf, it's going to be disqualified. That even though normally an oaf is not disqualified by mumim, an esen zona mechir kelev would be chal on an oaf. And then the Mishnah says, Kol asur in l'gavi mizbeach, v'ladosei mutarim. All those that are asur, all those that are disqualified to be brought on the mizbeach, the offspring are all permitted. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, however, v'lad shreifa lo yukrav al gabi mizbech. With one exception, says Rabbi Eliezer, that is the offspring of a treifa would be prohibited from being brought in the mizbech. Comes along Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas Omer, k'sheira shiyanka min treifa, psula me'al gabi mizbech. He gives another example of an offspring. Let's say an animal that came from a treifa, that he's fine with. But if the animal, that kosher animal, that calf, let's say nursed from her or his mother, and that mother was a trefa, then that will actually render the Vlad possible. Not because it was born from a trefa, because it was yonek from a trefa, that will disqualify the animal. The Gemara will discuss this, I think, tomorrow. And then the Mishnah concludes saying, Kol kachim shenasu trefa, all kachim that become a trefa, so then it gets a punctured lung while it's mukdash. The din is ein podinosa, we don't redeem it, because she'ein podinosa kachim la'achil neklavim. Because if we redeem it, we know now that's a chulin animal, we can't eat it, because it's a trefa, you can only feed it to the dogs. We don't like to, we don't allow you to redeem a kachim animal to feed it to the dogs, and therefore you have to just let it sit and let it die. Okay, the Brayso now says, Tanu Rabbanan. Nasan la chitin v'asasan solas. Let's say you give the zona, you give her wheat, and then she makes it into flour. Zaysim vasan shemen, olives, and she made into olive oil. Anavim vasasan yayin. Tani chad, the one brisa teaches us that asur. Tani idach, another brisa tells us mutar. So what happens is here, she changed the status. You gave her things that were not raw. You gave her raw material, which is not brought on the mizbeach, but the byproduct is, whether it be oil or wine or flour. So one opinion says that the byproduct is permitted, and the other opinion felt it's not permitted. Some of Yosef Tani Guryon Diminas Purak, this is where he came from, I think, that Beishame Osin Beisil Savri, Beishame Osin Beisil Matir. So this machlokus, the price is really a Beisil Beishame machlokus. So what's the explanation? Beisil Savri, why does Beisil say it's permitted to use the items that were changed from its raw material? You may use the wine and the oil and the flour and the Mizbeach. Because he has a drasha, heim, the pasuk says, gam shnehem, heim asurim velo vladoseim, heim velo shinuyehem. Just like the offspring are permitted, so to any byproducts are permitted as well. And since there's a shinuy that took place here, the shinuyehem are permitted according to Shitas Beis Hillel. Beishami, on the other hand, argues in Savri, he holds, heim velo vladoseim. I agree the first drasha that only the animals themselves are disqualified, but the offspring are permitted. Gam, however, the extra word gam there is superfluous. The rabos shinuyem, to include that shinuyem are actually going to be usher. Ul beis hillel haksiv gam. So what does beis hillel do with the word gam? Gam the beis hillel kasha in nechanam is a question. We don't have a response what beis hillel would do with the word gam. And that's how the Gemara ends the conversation. Taner bar the Brayso now says, Vayter, beis Hashem lokecha. It says in the pasuk, lo savi esen zona mechir kelev beis Hashem Elokecha, that implies that only that which is being brought to the base of Migdash, base Hashem Lokecha, would be prohibited. Prat lepara shein balabais. A paraduma is not brought on Beis Hamikdash, on the Har Bais. It's brought on Har HaMishcha, and that's outside the Beis Hamikdash, and that's permitted. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Isser of Esen Zona is only the Gabi, that which goes into Beis Hashem Elokecha. Come along, Chacham and Omer, they say, no, the Rabbos es harikuyim. The din here, Beis Hashem Elokecha is telling us that to include what's Aser, even Rikuim, which is referring to gold metal, which was used to build the Mizbeach, but he wanted to use sheets of metal to refinish, to maintain the Mizbeach, that's going to be Aser as well. You can't use it if it's anything that came from the Essen Zone or Mechir Kelav, that would, if that was, I guess, somehow swapped for gold, so or gold was given for these things, so that would be prohibited. So man chacham hu the chacham hu aser using gold of mechir kelvin essence. Oh no, it must be amar Rav Chista, Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Yehuda. Desanya nasin la zav. If you give gold to a zona, Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda Omer einosin rikuin. You can't use it to make sheets of metal for the mizbeach. Afilu me'achari beis hakaparos. Even to help finish the area behind the kodesh kedushim, which is the area that has the least kedusha of all the beis hamikdash. Even for that low level kedusha, it's prohibited from using it for any of the upkeep of the base of Migdash. Fine, so that's an interesting machlokas that exists. So then the Gemara quotes further from the Mishnah, Nasanla Mukdashin Hare Ilmutar. And let's say you hand over to the Zona. You give Mukdashim as a form of payment, so the Mishnah said that's not going to be Aser. An Esnan cannot be Chal on Mukdashim. Yu Mukdashin Esnan Umichir Chalaleim. Mikav HaChomer. So we should say that the Mukdashin should be chal, should have an Esen and Mechir chal on them, based on the following Kal Vachomer. Ma ofos shein hamum posa behem, yet Esen and Mechir chal aleihem. We just saw above in the Mishnah that Mechir kelev and Esen is chal on of, even though ofos don't have a mumim. So Mukdashin, shamum posa behem, Mukdashin which are disqualified by mumim, certainly ain't no din she Esen and Mechir chal aleihem. So certainly this psul should be chal on them as well. Tamalomer, it says, L'chol neder, l'hotzi es ha-nadur. L'chol neder means you can't make a nether, you can't vayter make a nether on an animal that's chulin, but that which is already nadur, that which already is muktash, is exempt from the k'des ha-kasev, it's exempt from the psul of Esen Zona, u'mechir kelev. So Gemara points out, taima demita kra. The only reason why we say Esen and mechir kelev are not chal on muktashim is only because the pasuk told us. But ha lo matine kra, had we not had the pasuk, the kavachomer would have been a good kavachomer. Havamin, I would have thought ki yahiv la mukdashin chalalein esen umechir. Had one given the mukdashim to the zona, Einach Nami would have said that the esen and mechir would be chal on mukdashim. So ask the Gemara, however, in that kavamina v'ha lav mamonu, but that's not their mamon anymore. Once it's mukdashim, it's not mine anymore. It's based on mikdashes. So how do I have the right? The person ain't adam oser davar shenu shelo. You can't aser. I can't aser your property. So now I'm mikdash's property, and now it's the base of mikdashes to be used for esen zonu mechir kelev. That iser can't be chal on them because it's no longer mine. I don't have the ability to aser it. If someone, Reuven, steals Shimon's tleh, and Reuven gives Shimon's tleh as a zona, it's not going to be an essence zona. It's not Reuven's to aser, it's still Shimon's. So how can I aser that which is the base of mikdashes? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hoshaya, this case is here, b'mimana al pischa. The situation at Virebi, where it was a Pesach, a Karban Pesach, the guy set aside a tleh for the Karban Pesach, and then he used it as a he used it as a Esen Zona, so then that's going to be Aser. Because even though normally Mukdashim, the Baal, has no ownership, Karban Pesach is unique because even though it's already Hukdash, you're able to continue to adjust the guest list, which indicates that there still is level of ownership, level of Bailis, even to the owner, even when it's Mukdash. The Sanya, the Bais, explains this to us. Vim yimat habayis miyos miseh. Let's say a guy buys a set, and then they're lacking. Some people needed to Karban Pesach. Some family not near down the block needed to jump on. They didn't have enough money they didn't have enough food. There's no Karban Pesach available. So you're able to have him join your group as well. Add him to the guest list as long as you didn't shech the carbon yet. You should give him life. Give him some parnasa, some chiyas from the set. Invite them over. So the Gemara says, michte achila, if he's lacking the food, v'lo michte mekach. But let's say he doesn't lack food, he just lacks the money, he doesn't have what to buy into the Karban Pesach, that's not enough of a reason for him to join him. However, Rebbe comes along, Rebbe Omer, no, af michte mekach, let's say, shim ein love, the guy's got no money to do schora, And that's why he's lacking. That's why he's not able to buy his own car in Pesach. That's also a good enough reason. Mimana acher mimala pischa v'achigasa. You could have him jump onto your car in Pesach. V'maosav chulan and any money chulan that all the money. What did he talk about again? Maos chulan. Hold on. Shamnas kenik dishu yisrael pischayim. I forgot what this din is referring to. What's this? Does the article say this? Sorry. One second here. So this case here again, he may register another with him for his Pesach, and his money, the money he gained, is not sacred and may thus be used for any purpose. Because it's on these terms that the Jew consecrated their Pesach offerings in the first place. So that is, one who designates an animal as a Pesach retains it as his property, so it can sell it for whatever purpose he likes. Hence, there are no restrictions on sale. So he could, even if the guy wants to buy into it, not because he's lacking any car in Pesach, because he's lacking food, because of money purposes, the guy wants to just get some money to have a guy jump onto this car in Pesach, that's allowed as well. And either way, we see from this discussion, Rebbe is very makel that the owner of the Karim Pesach, even though it's Mukdash, he still has full ownership to it. And that's the situation here. That's the whole Havamina here. If a guy takes a Karim Pesach and gives it as a form of Essen Zona, so it is Bailis, and he would have thought that an Essen should be Chal Mukdashim, that's where the Pasuk has to therefore bring a Drasha to tell me that, no, Chol HaNeder, only that which will become a Nether is Essen Zona, but that which already Nudar, that which already is Mukdash, as the Gemara says, is not subject to the Isser, the Chalos of Essen Zona. So then the Gemara says, Kol Asurim Lagabi Mizbeach, the Mishnah said, all those that are listed that are Asur, they're disqualified from the Mizbeach, the Vladosei and the offspring are permitted. So Amar Rav, Kol Asurim Lagabi Mizbeach, Vladosei Mutarin, V'tani Allah, Rabbi Eliezer Osir. So even though our Braisa, our Mishnah taught that the Vladosei are Mutar, Rabbi Eliezer argues and says the Vladosei are in fact Asur. So Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Amar Rav Nachman Machlok, it's this debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama, is she'ibru ulvasof nirbu. It's first where the behemoth became muberis, and then afterwards it was nirbu from an ayde adam. So the Rabbi Eliezer savar ubar yerech imahu, Rabban savar lav yerech imahu. So the question is, when this animal was nirbu from a adam, is that included? Was the uber included in that iser? Rabbi Eliezer says yes. When the adam was roveah behema, he considered he's roveah the vlad as well because uber yerachimo, and therefore even the uber, even the vlad's aser. So Rabban held, however, the uber's lav yerachimahu, and therefore the uber never was subject to this iser, and therefore the uber, the vlad, is permitted. But the vow, when it comes to nirbu ulvasof ribu, let's say an adam was roveah behema, and only after the fact somehow then the line the behema became a muberis, that vlad in the end. Divya calls mutarin because that Vlad did not experience any type of revia, and therefore it's mutar. That's the understanding of Rav Nachman. But Rava comes along. Rava Amar, no. The machlokas is kishenirbu ulasof ibru. It's a situation where the adam was revia the animal, and then afterwards the animal became pregnant. The Rabbi Eliezer savar zevizeg gorim asr. Zevizeg gorim is a big topic throughout Shas. It means if the case is for an offspring, a child, so you have an animal, there's a father and a mother. So Zev is that one is Asa, one's Mutter. So what happens? So the mother here in this case is Asa because she was nirbu from an Adam. And the father animal, the bull, is Mutter. So now, but yeah, Zev is that Garm. From one side it's Mutter and one side it's Asa. So what do you see by Zev is that Garm is Asa Mutter? So Rabbi Yelzer holds Zev is that Garm is Asa. It's the same din. It comes up halach l'maisa in Pesach. Let's say you're feeding a cow chametz on Pesach. Now a cow produces milk. So the cow is eating chametz, but also eats grass. So grass is mutter and chametz is aser. That's zev zeh gorim. So how do you define it? Zev zeh gorim is aser, in which case, since part of it was chametz, the milk should be aser. Or no, we say zev zeh gorim is mutter. Since part of it was aser, but part of it is mutter, we don't go based on the aser part, we go based on the mutter part. So here, Rabbi Elazar, since Zev Zeh Gorm is Aser, since the mother in this case was Nirbu, and that's Aser, the offspring is going to be Aser as well. That's why the Vlad is Aser, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabban, however, Savrei Zev Zeh Gorm is Mutter, because since the father in the case is Mutter, and therefore that we define the child based on the father. Aval ibru l'vasof nibru. Let's say the behemoth is muberes, and after being muberes, an adam is roveya the animal. Then the divya kol asurin, because everyone agrees the uber yerach imo, and everyone will agree the vlad would be asur. Rava l'tame, and Rava goes l'shitaso that he holds in general the amar Rava vlad hanirbas asura. Vlad, an animal that was behemoth muberes, that was nirbas, is asur. He uvlada nirbu. We view both the animal and the uber inside as experiencing the nirbu, the revia. And vlad hanogas asur shehi vlada nagu. If a behemoth muberes was nogas, we view both the animal and the uber inside as being participants in the negicha. This shachrina, they had a different version of this discussion, which goes amila amar Rav Huna bar Chinan amar Rav Nachman. Machlok is the whole debate between Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer whether vlad of such an animal is asur mutter. It's really the machlokus is shenirbu kishen muktashim. When the animals were ready muktash and then it was nirbu, that's the debate. The Rabbi Eliezer savar bizui milsahu. That's a bizui to have such an animal go on the mizbeach, and therefore it's possible. And Rabbanan savar lo, he doesn't think it's such a bizui legavoa, and that's the debate. Aval nirbu kishen chulin. But let's say the animal was nirbu from an adam when it was alive, rather when it's chulin, and then afterwards you're makdish the animal. Hol v'ishtanu the divya kol mutar. And since it changed, the hektish changed the status of the animal, that's able to erase, to delete any of the history of it, and we could ignore the past, the fact that the animal was once nirbu ayde adam. That's all Rav Nachman's understanding within this Lishna Achrina. Rava, Amar Rava comes along, he says, no. He also quotes Rav Nachman Shita, but he quotes differently. Machlokes kishinirbu kishin chulun. He thinks no. The whole debate is dafka when the animal was a chulun. When it's a chulun animal, that's when nirbu took place. And then afterwards nisabru. Why? The Rabbi Eliezer Saver Bizwe Mils, it's a disgusting thing to have an animal that's nirbu and then to have a nirba and then afterwards use the vlad as a mizbeach. So I'm saying I forgot the vlad even, just stam, to take an animal that's chulun, which is nirbu. And that'd be makdish it. That shino is going to change anything. The hektish knows what took place before him. It's a bizayon to the base of mikdash. Rabban Savri, no. Hol vishanu mutarn. No. The hektish could acknowledge the fact that this animal was once chulin and now it's hektish. It erases its history and therefore we could accept such a carbon. Ava, but if it's a case of nirbu kishen mukdashu, if the animal was already mukdash and then it was nirbu through ayde adam, then divya kol asurim, because that would be considered a bizui to the base of mikdash. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then I will have we'll give shir tomorrow, and then Tuesday I won't be here.